What is up?
DGAFers.
Okay, this episode's like my favorite.
We just said we finished recording. We always do our intro second. And I was like, that is my favorite episode ever.
So why is it our favorite episode? Because we recognize people we love in our life who have made a huge difference. And I think, I'm pretty sure, I know you agree with this, but let's see if they agree. When you compliment other people and just like recognize them for like their accomplishments and everything that they offer, not only does it make that person feel really good, but I feel like it makes me feel 25,000 times gazillion better.
Definitely.
I don't know what I just
so
said.
That's not a number, but it's fine. So here's a challenge for all of you listening today. I want you, when you're done with this episode, go compliment three people on something.
Go like your friend maybe had driven you home from the bar when you were too drunk. Go say thank you so much for being an amazing friend. You've been there for me. Like even little stuff.
I just love that that's the first thing that comes to your head. Oh God, we might have a problem. Okay, so then this episode, I can't with you. This episode is great though because we recognize the girls that we work really closely with, not just for accomplishments that they've had in helping others, but how they've changed their own lives. And that really is the backbone of everything that we do.
Yeah, they're really special to us. And we just thought it was good to recognize them, but then also to talk to you guys about like what makes, you know, somebody a really good coach. And it could be a coach in anything.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about our online fitness community, but a coach in motherhood, a coach in anything. Like, what are the things that you need to be doing and that you can incorporate in your life that's just going to make everything around you happier and better?
And that's very true, actually, that you say it that way now, because I think, you know, there's when I talk to people about joining our team and partnering up with us, a lot of times it's like, well, I'm not a fitness coach, but it's like, okay, well, what are you really good at? What are your strengths? Because those are the people that you need to be talking to and helping with that, with whatever you are good at. And fitness and nutrition, your health is just going to make you better.
I feel like as, you know, humans, I mean, I think our purpose on earth is to serve ourselves, but others as well. Like we're not just on this earth, just dilly-daddling. Everyone has a purpose for being here. And so many people do not ever use their purpose. They never go out there and do what they were meant to be doing because of fear, because of limiting beliefs and all these things. But I mean, truthfully, why are we all here?
Right.
We're all here to help each other.
Right. It's not
whether you believe in God or not. We are literally all like brothers and sisters in a sense, like where we should be helping each other.
Right. And I think if you're stuck in this rut of just going through the motions and showing up and you're just feeling blah, you need to listen to this episode.
Yes, you 100% need to listen to this episode and start like believing in yourself a little bit more. And, you know, that's going to radiate into others. And it's a ripple effect. Like if you start believing in yourself, your neighbor is going to start believing in themselves. And then their neighbor is going to start believing in themselves. And I think that's where the power of online fitness coaching comes in.
Right, right.
And coaching people in general and anything.
It's just building that belief. So if you need that belief built up in you, come follow us, please, because we do our very good job, I think, of keeping it real.
Yes, for sure.
And we give some examples of that in this episode. So I'm on Instagram at fitwith_JennaLock.
And I am at LaurenMayer_fitness.
And don't forget to rate and review us and tag us in your stories when you listen to this episode, because we want to see, we want to hear from you. Is this helpful? Is this something that's helping you grow and find what your potential is?
Yeah. And if through this episode, maybe you want to try out online fitness coaching with us, you know, we're always looking for amazing women to join our fit family and our fit coaching family. And we kind of give you some direction on how to do so. Obviously find us on social media, but
our Instagram bios are the best way to do that or send us a message. But
yeah, for sure.
We're a message away.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear what you think about this one.
All right.
Let's do this.
Welcome to the Demand Growth Act Fearlessly podcast, brought to you by Lauren Mayer
and Jenna Lockhart.
You guys, we are just two average girls who realized that the only way to truly live an exceptional life was to fight through our fears and never give up on our dreams.
So when you hang with us, you're going to hear it all. The good.
The bad.
The ugly.
And
everything in between. As our loyal listeners, you're going to be known as a DGA effer. Like, don't give a bleep or get it. Oh, but really, we want you to think about this because you're one of two types.
You're either a DGA effer who doesn't realize the importance of living a life of growth or change.
Or you're a DGA effer who doesn't give a bleep what it takes to reach your goals.
Our hope is that we can turn you into the latter.
If you're not already there.
All right, we are recording today's episode on a Thursday, because we actually never record them on a Friday, but they release on a Friday.
Thursdays are my favorite day in terms of our jobs and what we get to do.
It's just a fun day because it's a day where we get paid. But
Payday.
I mean, we all get happy when we get paid, right? Let's just be honest. But it's also a day where, like, we recognize the girls on our fitness coaching team.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say recognize, it's not just like, great job, girl. Like, we kind of go above and beyond to really celebrate them and be specific on, like, what they're accomplishing. And I think it's more of a day, like, obviously we're recognizing them and they love it. They get super excited. But it's like a day of gratitude for me where, you know, I get to look at our team and be like, wow, like, this girl is killing her fitness journey and doing an amazing job of sharing it authentically. This girl has taken such massive action. I don't know how she's doing it because she's a mom and she's in school and she's a whatever, like, she works full time. And it's like, how does this even make sense? And, like, so we just really like to reward them when they're doing a really good job. And I love Thursdays. And so we wanted to kind of touch a little bit on, you know, some of the girls on our team and what makes them fantastic and why we love them, because our team is literally like our family.
I know. They are. These girls are some of my absolute best friends in the world.
I get super excited to do our calls with them. We have, like, team calls every Monday night, and, you know, we have some Tuesday once a month calls with, like, a smaller circle of our team that's, like, really killing it and things like that. So they're like our team. They're like our family. Saying team, like, internet.
They're also like our team.
But we wanted to talk about, like, them, and then also talk about what we look for in a badass teammate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach.
And I think it all stems back to personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And I think those of you who are listening to this episode, that's what our entire podcast is about, is personal growth in some aspect of your life.
Yes.
This completely ties into that.
It totally does. And so let's touch on a couple of the girls on our team. And I think this is actually a really good idea. This just came to my brain. Let's start shouting out. We're actually going to say their first names. We won't give their last names.
Okay.
But let's, like, do a little, like, why do we love them? What makes them a really good coach?
Okay.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
I'm going to start with my coach, Elizabeth.
Okay.
I won't say her last name, but her name's Elizabeth. And if you follow our stories, you probably know who she is. But Elizabeth and I met, probably like a year or so ago in like March. And she, you know, was a mom and she just got married and all of these things were happening in her life. And she reached out to me actually after watching for so long. I think I reached out to her first and she totally ghosted me, which is hilarious. Then she finally reached out to me and was like, I really need to, like, get back into fitness, blah, blah, blah. I've kind of, like, let some things go, whatever. So she gets into my online fitness community. She gets amazing results. But I just, like, noticed something in the community. She was like, posting and like, I'm doing it. And she was just like sharing valuable things with the rest of the community and just really taking her health serious. And so I reached out to her and I was like, why don't you help other women with this? Because I helped you get to this point, but you have this, like, natural ability to, you feel warm. And, like, when you post things, like, people, you know, feel comfortable sharing things with you. And
love
so
that.
She, thank God she said yes, because, you know, she said no to me the first time I invited her, but she said yes to coaching. And now she's been coaching with us for a little while. She came to our coach conference with us in Indianapolis, and she's just doing an amazing job right now. Her and her husband actually partnered up. He started working out too with her, and he's lost amazing amount of weight. He looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Kind of a crush on him, I'll just be honest. Like, he's super cute. Like, he's lost so much weight and they're amazing. She just had a baby and they're, like, doing their own little, like, couples fitness group. And I adore her.
It's so cool. I know. I love her too.
I love her.
It's such a blast. Okay.
Love you, Elizabeth.
Love you. I want to shout out Jody.
Yes.
She is one of our really brand new, newer coaches. She's been coaching for about a month with us. And the amount of belief that this girl has.
She's a rock star.
Oh, like none other. Like I love her post because she just, I know when I log into my social media, I'm going to see her first of all. Mm-hmm. Here's what I love about her though, is she had a lot of reasons to say no to this, and finances were a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully she's okay with me sharing this, but I know she really wanted to do it, really wanted to do it. She actually got started with a free trial mm-hmm. and stayed on that free trial for, I think, her first month. And got to the point where she decided then it was worth it to go all in.
Mm-hmm.
And she has just been absolutely crushing it. So if you follow us on social media, we've been shouting out her progress. It is unreal.
It's amazing. And when she, like, she gets on our team calls and stuff, and I have only saw her on our team calls. Like, Jenna talked to her, got her into coaching, and then met her on the team call, and she kills it. First off, we have this thing called Vimify, and it's like our to-do list where we, like, send our coaches. They have an app, and they can just, like, do their tasks.
It's basically, I mean, literally, you guys, what we do.
It's like a checklist.
The actions are very, very simple.
So simple.
So simple. So we say, here are the things that move your business forward. Do them if you want to move your business forward. And then they check off the things that they do.
And it's like an app. So it scores them every week just to like give them an accountability piece, like how you're doing. She literally gets like 99%, 100%. I haven't even gotten 100% before.
I haven't either. I haven't either. And you and I created it.
I know. And I'm just like, oh my God, this girl is so dedicated. And you know, she's had some hiccups and things like we all do in our journeys. But I just love that she doesn't give up.
No.
And she's killing it. I love her, and I'm so happy she's on our team.
I am too. I just love these girls. And I've had a lot of conversations with her because I know, you know, it can be really hard when you're putting yourself out there and you're sharing everything you're doing, and kind of goes along with the expectation hangover mm-hmm. that we talked about last week. It's like you have all these expectations for things to go so well and all these people to get started, and then people are scared to take that first step. And it's almost like people almost wait for you to fail mm-hmm. so that they can justify that they're not doing it.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Well, that's what we tell a lot of our newer coaches is, you know, when they first start, they're like, you know, some of these people that have been watching me and they've been liking my stuff and commenting, and then they don't like, they like ignore me or whatever. And it's just like they're not intentionally want, like, I don't think they're sitting there like, ooh, I can't wait for this person to fail, like being a jerk. Maybe some people do, but like, they're kind of thinking deep down, like they don't have belief in themselves.
Exactly.
So they're trying to see if like you believe in yourself actually. And so we tell our coaches a lot of times, like, if you truly can find a way to really believe in yourself, it exudes to other people. Mm-hmm. And then those people find belief in themselves. And then that's where this ripple effect comes from.
Yeah. And that's exactly how you and I got started, Lauren. I mean, mm-hmm. God, we had no checklist. We had no idea what we were doing when we first started our businesses. We just knew that we needed to show up every day. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, here we are, couple years later with a podcast with almost 10,000 plays.
Oh my God. I didn't even realize.
We're over 9,000 right now, which is amazing. But that didn't happen overnight. It took being consistent and showing up every damn day.
Mm-hmm. I want to shout out one more coach.
Okay.
And then you can shout out another one if you want to. And then we were going to talk about some other things. So I want to shout out my one coach, Rachel. She's actually my cousin, which is really funny.
I almost think that makes it worse though, because she told you no.
Oh, like a million times.
So many times.
So I know, obviously I know my cousin. She has always been into fitness. Okay. I remember being like younger. I think we were like 15, 16 years old. And I remember she came to Thanksgiving once. And she was like in really good shape.
Yeah.
And you know, where I'm like, what is she doing? Maybe I was like older than 15. Maybe I was like in college. I don't remember. But I was like, wow, she looks amazing. So I asked her what she did. She's like, oh, I just cut out like magazine workouts and just started doing them, you know, because we're in college, we don't work out. So if you do any kind of workout, you're going to like, she looked freaking unreal.
Yeah.
So I knew she had a passion for fitness. She's like, I really like this, blah, blah, blah. So when I started coaching, you know, she was watching my stories and doing all these things. I'm like, she'd really like this. Like mm-hmm. she was into fitness. So I, you know, I'd reach out to her and she'd either ignore me, my cousin, ignore me.
Your own cousin. That makes family get-togethers awkward. A little awkward.
Or she would like avoid the, you know, me saying you'd be really good. She would like change the subject or whatever. And then the one time she told me, I just really like the gym, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool, but you can still do this at the gym, like try to tell her, whatever. So she ignored whatever. So finally something happened. I don't know if she can tell you, but she was just said, I need to do this.
Yeah.
Like, something happened here and there.
I think you get to that point in your journey with your fitness and nutrition and all of that. You almost have to get to that breaking point where you're like, something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you what, if you listening are at that point right now, you need to coach with us.
Yeah.
Because this 100%. Is going to get your ass into high gear.
High gear. So she finally says yes. Okay. She's still like on the fence. Like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go all in, da, da, da. And I'm like, you just have to try it. Like, you just have to go all in and try it. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. But I'm telling you, it's going to work. So she goes all in. She, oh my God, she looks like a different human.
Oh,
she looks amazing. She looks so healthy. And it's not about looks, but she, you, like, you go to her Instagram. I think it's like R Dizzy something. I'd have to look it up. But if you go to her Instagram, her transformation photos are amazing. So that's not even the thing that got me. She was on one of our team calls again, and she was telling me a story about how her husband looked at her one day and was like, you're like happy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you're right, I am. He's like, no, like, I've never seen you like happy like this before. And she was kind of in a crappy job too that was really testing her, but she was still like happy in herself, not with her job. She ended up quitting her job because it was like too stressful, but that made me want to cry.
I know. Oh, I was crying.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is, it's like, I've talked to so many girls on our team. This podcast could literally go on for another 3 hours because we could just keep shouting girls out.
We have so many girls. But
I think the bigger thing for Rachel too, and for me especially, is coaching gave me the confidence to walk away from the things that were stressing me out.
That were not serving me good.
No.
And were creating like miserable.
Yes. Miserable energy and all of that. Whereas before, I just felt stuck. I felt like I was going through the motions. And I literally remember waking up and I'm like, is this is what my life is now?
Like this is what I have to do?
Wake up and I'm late for work every day. And then I barely get through the day without snapping someone's head off because I'm annoyed with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home. I may have good intentions of going to the gym, but I'm tired as shit because
I'm cranky.
And I'm cranky. And then we get home, we order takeout, we watch Netflix, we go to bed, we do it again. And that was my life. And I didn't have anything that was like giving me that passion. I just needed something.
Something to spark that in. And working on your health can spark so much.
Yeah.
Even if it's not like to be a health and fitness coach, but getting healthier gets your mind clear. It starts making you way more excited about things. And then in that, you could figure out, oh, I'm actually really passionate about making jewelry. Like maybe you've always been that, but you've gotten so stuck and miserable and your health's terrible. And so you're not even like seeing what your talents are and how special you are as a person. But when you focus on your health, things become clear. And then with a lot of our coaches, what happens is they focus on their health and it changes their freaking life. They're so happy. They're like, I can't physically hold this in. I have to share this with other people because everyone deserves to feel this way.
And that's what I love about what we do, because I think there's a huge misconception when I talk to other women and invite them to join our team and to do this with us and become our business partners. I think a lot of times people have this misconception like, well, I'm not a fitness coach. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this. I'm not a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about what we do, because no one is a professional.
No.
We literally follow a workout program, press play on it, do what it tells us to do. And that's it.
And we share with people like what it's doing for us to be healthy human beings. You know, it's making me a better mom. I'm not as angry. I'm not, you know, drinking every night because that's the only way that I can like cope with me having to work the next day. I'm not screaming at my husband and annoyed with him at every little thing because deep down I'm just super miserable in my day to day. And just sharing how your life is going and the ups and downs. I mean, not saying if you become a fitness coach and you start doing these things that like every day is going to be butterflies and rainbows, But you tackle things differently. You tackle challenges differently when you're healthy.
Yeah. You think about it in a different way. And I think we've shared a lot of challenges with you that Lauren and I have gone through lately. And I think you've probably seen that, how mm-hmm. we're handling things differently, looking at things differently. I mean, last week, God, when she dropped her phone down the sewer grate.
Could have been a whole spiral of badness.
And it of badness. I think you made that word up. But
it did.
But yeah, it could have been awful. And it just, I think this gives you the power when you work on yourself and you feel so confident and so badass, you want to share that with the world.
You do. And I know I felt that same way, you know, after having my son and going through depression and not having anyone around me that could understand what I was going through. Cause I mean, no one at the time had kids and I was alone. I was very lonely. And when I finally started focusing on me, because, you know, you think that this is funny. Like, you think the first thing you should do is like try to, you know, find happiness through other people. But really, you need to find it in yourself first, and then you can go out and it's better with other people. So I was like, okay, I finally need to focus on myself, whatever. And so when I started doing that, I started feeling incredible and more confident, I was able to go out in the world and share this and be like, hey, moms who have postpartum depression and feel like they can never lose their baby weight, you can. Hello, over here. I'm a normal human and this is like amazing. I feel great. And that's why I started sharing my truth.
Yep. And I started sharing mine because I was at the point I had crippling anxiety, and I never struggled with anxiety in my life until my last couple years that I was teaching elementary school. And it got to the point where I was having panic attacks every Sunday. I was canceling plans. For whatever reason, my husband's family, they like to hang out on Sundays.
And yeah, mine does too.
Sunday needs to be my day to like do.
I used to get so mad when my husband would be like, we have to go to my parents' house for dinner. I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
It's a Sunday.
It's Sunday, and I want to murder myself on a normal Sunday, but now I have to do this?
Yeah.
And like,
now,
I get so mad.
I'm not going to have time to meal prep. I'm not going to have time to grade, and I'm going to have to – I'm going to be tired all week. My week's going to be shot until Thursday. Like,
can you,
that's what went through my head.
I used to get flaming mad when I would have to hang out with family on Sunday. How awful is that?
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Mad.
And then when I would go, I'd be
– a biatch.
Oh, yeah. I was not.
I would just be like, don't talk to me unless you're going to give me a bottle of wine. And I ain't not talking to none of you.
But then if we were hungover, Monday would suck worse. So that's a glimpse into our lovely past of anxiety for you. And I don't say this lightly when I say that coaching is the only thing that got me out of that. Because it gave me the tools to focus on myself. I had to do my workouts in the morning before school, or I would bite my fourth graders' heads off by 9:03. Like, it wasn't. It was non-negotiable for me. And just how the tables have turned. And I was thinking about this a couple of days ago because we live in the Cleveland area. So we're huge Cleveland Browns fans if you're into football. And my husband has always wanted an RV to like go tailgate and be at the games and all of that. Well, we have season tickets this year, and my parents surprised us for our birthdays with a 34-foot RV that needed completely gutted.
Completely renovated.
Like, I'm talking ceilings replaced. Like, it was bad. Well, we went up to paint it a couple days ago. We're in the final stages now because opening day is September 8th, which is scary close. But I have this feeling of excitement now. And I'm like, I can't wait for Sundays. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, I have not felt like that in so long.
No.
Like, I liked going to Browns games, but deep down, I dreaded it. If I didn't call off work,
people would
day.
Ask us to go tailgate on Sundays for the Browns game, and I would look at Nick because he'd be like, can we go? I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't go.
No, I know.
I have to be up at 4 a.m. on Monday. And he would be like, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now this year,
I'm going with you.
I know.
Can't wait. Keg stands.
We actually were trying to put a keg in it, but we're not sure because it's going to be really bumpy the way
there. We'll find people that have kegs.
White ain't no laws when you're drinking white balls. We're going to have some of those.
Yes.
So.
Okay. So
anyway,
let's bring it back in. Anyways, we've told you stories about our coaches, about us. What do we look for in a really good coach? Not necessarily what do we look for, but like what makes a good coach? Like, what makes somebody stick with it, make this very successful, enjoyable, all of those things. So like, Jenna, what are some traits that you would say?
My biggest trait, I don't look for someone who's already into fitness necessarily. I look for someone who is passionate about being more, about being better, about changing their life in any way. I mean, and I think you can tell that from Instagram posts, from people's stories. Like when you just have that positivity and you try to share that with other people, that's the main thing I look for. I love that. I love connecting with women who bring that because people need to see it.
Yeah. People who, who already are trying to strive for positivity in their life. That's a huge, huge thing. Cause as a coach, I mean, that's like what we work on every single day, personal development and things like that. So that's huge. That's like a huge step up. If you have that, like you're going to be successful probably sooner than somebody who needs to work on the positivity.
Right.
Not saying you can't be a good coach if maybe you're not there yet. It just might take a little bit longer because you have to like instill that belief in yourself and want to like post and do all those things and be positive out in the world.
And I guess that's the biggest thing is you have to want to be better.
Have to want it. You have to.
That's one thing that I've definitely learned along the way. Like, and I think Lauren and I, with the expectation hangover, going back to that, we've had a lot of times where we see potential in other women before they see it in themselves. And that's our job as coaches is to help you see that belief in you. And if you can stick with us and be there for the long term and get to the point where you believe in you, you will get to the point where you're helping others believe in them too. And I think that's
one thing I would really like light bulbs would go off if I was talking to somebody would be they see a bigger picture. So like, they want to work on their health and fitness. And so like, maybe I am following somebody who's already into fitness, but like, or, you know, maybe they're trying some things or whatever, going to the gym, doing that kind of thing. But like they, in conversation, talking to them, see a bigger picture, like, okay, I'm working on myself and this is really important, but I need to like share my truth with people. So I'm not just going to wait until I get an amazing transformation and then start to try and help other people. I want to show them the raw realness of what it takes to get to a certain spot in your health. I think people who are willing to be authentic in their journey
and vulnerable.
Are the best coaches. If you're not willing to put yourself out there and share what it takes and the hard work that goes into it and all of the things that happen with every moment, people aren't, people don't resonate with a before and after. They might be in awe and like, oh, I wish I could have that. But yeah, they're not like sitting there. They're never looking at a before and after picture and saying, I can do that.
No.
Never are they looking at that. You know when they're saying, I can do that? When they're watching you in your Instagram stories fall on your face doing a burpee and you're dripping in sweat and you're, you know, you're making your food, but you're saying this is like difficult, blah, 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 but I'm still sticking to it. That's what they can resonate with.
Or when you're going out to have drinks and some beers and burgers with friends and you get up the next day and you show people how to get back on track.
Being real.
Be real. Be you. That's all it takes.
I'm sorry, but I don't resonate with the people on Instagram who are like posting perfection, like perfect all the time. Like my macros are perfectly balanced. Here's my shake and here's my beautiful outfit. And I'm just in this fuzzy blanket. I'm just like, can you just show me that you got too drunk last night and now you're like trying to force feed yourself healthy food because you feel sick? Can you show me like the real stuff?
I know.
Like and something, like can you show me that? You know when they have like the perfect form in their fitness videos? Like they post like the videos and it's like perfect. I try to do that sometimes and I swear to you, I look back at my video and I'm like, I'm falling. I'm like dripping and breathing heavily. And I swear some of these girls don't have a speck of sweat on them. And I don't get it.
I know. I don't either. That's why I always show you after my workouts what I look like because it's always funny.
I don't
like,
get it.
Yeah.
How do they not have pit stains?
Don't know.
Or the crotch stains.
Oh, the crotch stains for sure. You can't wear leggings without crotch stains.
How do you wear hot pink leggings and not have a giant look like you peed your pants?
I don't know. I can't.
No. But, I never do that.
But the difference is that we show it when we do have that.
I'm just like, well, that's why I don't wear, that's why I don't buy hot pink leggings. I know.
Yeah.
But
we go, tip of the day, black leggings don't show crotch sweat.
Right. So if you're about to go ham,
yeah,
don't wear pink.
Go black.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So Wednesdays are not for pink anymore.
No.
Okay. So that's the biggest thing is just we look for you to be real and be authentic and be teachable because I mean, that's the thing. Like we talked about earlier, we did not have all these tools when we started this business. We figured it out. We took action and
we built the plane as it was flying.
Oh yeah.
And for sure.
It crashed and made some heavy water.
Heavy burn.
Heavy water. Water landings a few times. But you know what? We're still here.
Then we took that little piece of metal and floated it in the air and built it up a little bit and we kept going.
Yeah.
Then we maybe got close to the water, but then we came back up. So
I wish that you guys could see Lauren right now because she literally has she's pinching a little plane and she's making it fly onto the table. That's the level that we're at.
Yes. So you have to be coachable. You have to be, you know, you can't come into any business really and think you know it all because even if you are like in that field and a professional, there's always things that you can learn. So just try things, see if it works. If it doesn't, who cares? Try something else. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think we revamp things constantly.
Oh yeah.
Constantly.
Well, and that's the big thing is this business is so different from anything else I've ever done because it's a take action, learn from your actions, rethink, take more action, learn from that, rethink, instead of learn everything first. Mm-hmm.
But I think it opens up, like doing that, it keeps your creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
And in the book, Mastering Your Mirror Girl, I know I mention this literally every time we do a podcast, she says like people who don't get to express their creativity end up being like super miserable and depressed because it gets like pushed down.
That was one of my biggest issues with my teaching experience the last couple of years is I was completely stifled in my creativity and it wasn't pretty much any idea was kind of, you know, shot down, pushed aside. So I just got to the point where I was like, fine, I'll show up and do the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And over time that wore me down because that isn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I weren't needed
able to express your creativity.
No. And I needed an outlet to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I mean, for a really long time, I coached this business. I worked this business along with teaching. And that was difficult at times because I felt like I couldn't be fully me.
Fully you. Yeah.
Because when you're a teacher
has to have, yeah,
you have to stifle some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I needed that clean break to go all in, make this happen and see where it takes us.
Yeah. So if you're sitting here listening and you want to try out coaching, contact us. We do a really good job of, I mean, we have like an application you would fill out and it's nothing like serious. It's just to get to know you a little bit more. And then we would get on a call with you and have a little full blown conversation and figure out if this is something that's, you know, right for you. And then we would go from there and we'd train you and do all the things. So we always have open invitations to doing so. And so take advantage of that. At least get to know a little bit more about what we actually do.
Yeah.
If it's a right fit for you.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you are a loyal listener. That was the word I was looking for. If you're a loyal listener and you're like, God, I'd love to be friends with Lauren and Jenna. They're so cool. Okay. This is your opportunity. Mm-hmm. Let's be friends in real life.
Yeah. And let's have
do
you
it.
Work on your health and fitness and let's do this together. It's so fun.
So fun.
So fun. All right. We only have like 2 minutes left that we can record.
Oh, okay. I guess, I guess we'll end here because we are cheap and don't pay for this app. Later, friends.
Thanks for listening. Bye.